Good morning, everyone. My name is Margarita. I'm a compulsive overeater, binge eater, and sugar addict. I joined OA on the 2nd of January, 2022. It was a place where I thought, you know what I'm saying, would help me, because I've tried every diet humanly possible, every slimming club under the sun, and nothing worked. I came into the doors of OA a hopeless case, and I thought, you know what I'm saying, if this doesn't work, I give up. But it was my daughter who passed away. She got all the information and she set everything up for me and her, both of us. And I had a sponsor within 2 days. She gave me a food plan. And the food plan she gave me, unfortunately, because I'm a restrictor, it didn't work. It kind of backfired on me because I ate something on the food plan that she didn't allow. And she sacked me. So I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do here? What? Where do I go? But I have a brother who's a member of AA for 25 years. And I rang him and I said to him, look, what am I going to do here? It's, I want to stick with this program. I really do. Now, this is before I even attended a meeting. I lost 6 pounds in weight in the 2 days I was on this food plan, and this weight was rapidly coming off. And I thought, this is definitely not going to work with me because I'm a restrictor. And the weight was coming off. I was starving and I was really very hungry, and I knew this was going to put me back into relapse. So my brother said to me, he said, look, you do not have to stick with any sponsor if it's not working out. The sponsor is up. It's your choice. So myself and the first sponsor I had, we parted ways very pleasantly, mind you. She probably would have worked for somebody else, but for my eating behaviours, it wasn't suitable. So I attended my first meeting in OA on day, Footsteps, Daily Reprieve, and it was on a Thursday morning. I remember the lady who was moderator, her name was Brigitte, and the speaker's name was Catherine. And I'll always remember the first words were, if you're a newcomer here, welcome home. And I felt so much at ease. Now, I've been in these rooms for the last 18 months tomorrow, and I have found so much support. I have grown to love all my fellow members in here, and I have managed to achieve about 125 pounds in weight loss because of OA. And this, by all intents and purposes, is a miracle to actually lose the weight. But to manage it, keep it off, and lose more is another miracle. But the start of my story began, as I explained earlier on to some of my fellows, I'm German-born. To my father was in the military, in the British forces, and I grew up very regimental. I was taught to eat every morsel of food on my plate, or we were not getting dessert. So that kind of encourages you to overeat from the beginning. My mum and dad's marriage broke up when I was very young. We moved back to Ireland, and my mum struggled a lot. So food, you know what I'm saying, it was a luxury when we got it. So there, it was either a feast or a famine. So there, the malady began with my eating habits. Continue on, fast forward to when I was 19, immigrated back to the UK, back to London, lived there for a while. And again, the eating habits, I never, ever had a healthy relationship with food. It was always binge or restrict, one or the other, one or the other. But I learned over there that to lose weight, restrict the food, diet sodas, and smoking, two crutches. They suppress the appetite, so I didn't feel hungry. And this eating pattern continued on throughout my life. I started gaining weight at 23. I went from about 130 pounds up to nearly 200. And that was the first time in my life I had ever gained weight. And I thought, oh no, something's wrong. I always knew in the back of my mind I had some sort of an eating disorder, but could never identify which one it was. So this continued on throughout my life. I had 3 children. And on my second 2 pregnancies, I had something called preeclampsia, which is a life-threatening illness. And my weight just ballooned, really ballooned and swelled up. But after the birth of each of my children, I managed to lose weight. My children's father suffered from bipolar, also has a narcissistic personality disorder, which was very hard to live with. I could live with the bipolar, but I couldn't live with the narcissism. It was very abusive, very toxic, and I separated from him in 2003. So again, raising the children on my own, my middle child has autism. So I struggled. I put myself through education, got my qualifications. I'm a therapist, but that's what I worked as. And at the end of the day, I still struggled, even though I was a therapist and I studied psychology. I could never, ever figure out why I binge and I restricted. 2012, after a hysterectomy, I was had to have a CT scan for, they thought I had meltdowns and kidney stones. Two nodules showed up on one of my lungs, so I had to pack up smoking. And I have an incisional hernia on the hysterectomy scar, but that's manageable. I stopped smoking and I thought, oh no, I'm going to be in trouble here. The weight is going to balloon up again because one of my crutches is gone. Caffeine was still there, but the nicotine was gone. And I remember one day, myself and my youngest daughter and her friend, we were outside the shopping mall waiting for a taxi to go home. And there was a lady standing next to us with a young daughter. I think she was about 10, maybe 11 years old. And my daughter's friend, Saoirse, she said to me, do you know, she said, that little girl said, look at the size of the belly on that woman. Now, at the time, I'd given up smoking. I was trying to lose weight. I was dieting and I was gaining. I just threw in the towel. I lost all hope and gave up hope. And I thought, why do I bother? So I gained more weight. In 2014, my mother passed away. God rest her soul. I would have been at 300 pounds, thereabouts. I broke my ankle and that again. I was in a cast plaster for 9 weeks, in a medical boot for another 6. So again, more weight piled on. Then joined another pain weight club. Again, it's restricting because I think in those pain weight clubs, you're there. You're absolutely petrified to get on the scale each week. Because if you don't lose weight, they practically name and shame you in the room. And you feel so embarrassed that you are going to starve yourself just to make sure that you lose some weight. And that was the pattern I carried on with. In 2019, I was diagnosed with AFib because I have high blood pressure and it's not from weight, it's hereditary. And because I have hypertension, it caused AFib. I was after losing nearly 60 pounds in weight at another pain weight. And I thought, oh no, please not at the moment. Please do not interrupt my weight loss. But it did. I had to have something called a cardioversion. I had to wait a few months for that because I had to put on blood thinners. Had the cardioversion done towards, I think it was the end of September 2019. And yes, all it took that time for me to go into relapse was 3 jelly beans. My daughter, God rest her soul, came in with a packet of sweets and said to me, Mom, only 3, just have 3. They won't do you any harm. She was a food pusher, but I took the 3 jelly beans and that started me on a roller coaster back into relapse. So I not only went up to 300 pounds,
Margarita, we're not hearing you right now.
I hope you can hear me. Sorry.
It sounds like a phone ringing. Maybe you're just being interrupted. Okay. A second. Okay, there we go. Yes.
So, as I said, when COVID kicked in, that was the perfect excuse. Binge. My weight went up to about, I'm climbing up to nearly 330 at this stage. So at the end of 2021, my eldest daughter, God rest her soul, said, Mom, we need to do something. I said, yes, we do. She found all the information on a notice board at the nearest shopping mall and she got the number, the contact details, set everything up. We both joined away. And I started, as I said, my first meeting, I think it would have been around the 6th, maybe. There, it was the first week in January. And as I said, the leader was Brigitte that day. The speaker was Catherine. I loved daily repeat meetings so much that I kept coming back. Now, I didn't have a sponsor for a long time. I kind of paddled my own canoe. My eldest daughter passed away in March. I lost 21 pounds in weight that week because food, I just didn't want it. It was, you know, my appetite was gone, but I kept coming back to the daily repeat meetings and I loved everything I heard in these meetings. I always have a notepad next to me and a pen because I always take notes. I take numbers and I've contacted quite a few members in this room and we still chat, you know. But I continued on until the end of July, where I got a sponsor. And she's a lovely lady. She has the same sort of eating plan as myself. And what I liked about her is she has a human side. She's not regimental and restrictive. She started me off with something. It was a 30-day abstinence program, but there was a circle. And it had an inner circle and it had a center circle. It's a self-wellness circle. And it was like on the outer circle, all things that, you know, that make you feel relaxed and serene. In the amber inner circle, things that are starting to push you towards triggering you to relapse. And in the red zone, in the center circle, it's like, whoa, now you're in relapse. So with that, I done the 30-day abstinence program with her, and there were little bits of homework that I had to study with the big book. So I done the studying with my sponsor, and then after doing the 30-day abstinence program, we went on to study the big book. Now, we took the big book and we took it apart bit by bit by bit. Wrote some excerpts down from that I still use today. Then it took a while because I had a few things coming up. My daughter's inquest came up last November, then Christmas came. Her birthday would have been January, and all these hurdles kept coming up. So anytime we arranged to do the steps, something came in, an obstacle. And I thought to myself, my higher power, I call God. I thought, God doesn't think I'm ready yet to go for these steps. He thinks I've got too much to contend with. And I think it would have been the step 9, you know, where you have to make amends. And I thought to myself, okay, when the time is right, HB will know, I will know. So the time came and we done the steps and I got through the steps and I made my amends. I now have 3 sponsees, believe it or not, but I thought that this would never be possible. But I come back to daily reprieve meetings. I like to try and get to at least 3 meetings a week. And I need that connection with my fellow members. I really do, because to me, it's what keeps it keeps me in my lane. I start my morning with prayer and meditation. I love candles. I think they're very serene. And I burn a lot of incense because it disperses negative energy. And I start my day off with my prayer. I also say the resentment prayer on page 86 of the big book. Every morning of my life, I say that prayer. At night before I retire in the evening, again on page 86, there's a little prayer on there. And these set the tone for my day and for my night because they bring me serenity and peace. What I have learned with OA, as I said, with long-standing members in this program, in these rooms, I have learned so much because their wisdom and their experience, strength and hope is incredible. I like taking notes, especially if something comes up in a share, and I heard an acronym, HOPE, one day somebody shared that, and the acronym was Hang On Pain Ends. Now that, I love that so much. I actually use that, and I always use it if I feel like I'm struggling, because my journey with grief is running parallel with my journey in OA. And I always remember that acronym because hope is something we all need it in our lives. And it's, you know, even if it's only a tiny little flicker of hope, that little flicker can turn into a big, big, huge flame. And that always in turn keeps me stabilized. Now, I'm not going to deny there has been slips and slides and all over the place on this journey. I discovered last year I'm absolutely powerless when it comes to eating cake. Any time I've had a slip, it's always been a cake in the house. But I've managed this year to another acronym, PAUSE. PAUSE action until serenity enters. I've learned to do this. If there's anything on my red food list and I'm struggling with it, I will pause. And I will say, thy will not mine be done. And I don't act on that behavior. It prevents me. I've managed to stay abstinent since the 28th of December, which is a miracle by any standing. I'm amazed and blown away by the amount of weight I've lost. I've had to buy a whole entire new wardrobe of clothing. I've always struggled with body image because, as I said, I put weight on mostly around my middle. I'm not what's known as apple-shaped. So the majority of the weight in on me, if I do put on weight, it goes on from the torso all around my middle. And I've had 3 major surgeries around my abdomen area, so my stomach is never going to be flat anyway, so I've accepted that.
Gentle reminder.
I've never kept them.
Gentle reminder.
And to me, I think the word fat, I hate that word with a passion. I think that word should be removed from the English dictionary because I think it's very destructive, hateful and harmful. And it causes people, you know, to lose self-esteem. I always say to myself, if I had a dollar for every time somebody called me fat, I'd be a very rich lady. But at the end of the day, I wake up every morning with a good action plan. I stick to my food. I do an intermittent fasting plan, which is, I used to only have 2 meals a day. My sponsor decided, no, that's not enough. You need to have 3 meals a day and 2 snacks. I don't always have the 2 snacks, but some days if I'm struggling, I will. I will eat some fruit. I eat all healthy food, all fresh vegetables, all fresh food. I cook everything from scratch. And I use healthy, very healthy eating cookbooks. I do not eat after 6 p.m. in the evening. So I know even on the days that I'm struggling, once I get to 6 p.m., that's my threshold. I'm safe after that. And food, even the very, very thought of food goes out of my head. I do not like sleeping anymore on a full stomach. I discovered that Christmas when I went into relax. I was so ill from the amount of food I ate, I wanted to throw up. And I thought to myself, what are you doing to yourself? Why are you doing this? Look how sick you've made yourself. Is it really worth it? No, it's not. I found the peace, the freedom from the bondage of, and the ties of this illness in these rooms is amazing. I think the life that I have now, I do not want to lose it. And I would not swap it and go back to my old ways because I would have ended up a disabled person with a heart condition, a prisoner in her own body, in her own home, with no freedom. I'm very lucky and very blessed that I live near the sea. I live near a big forest and I'm surrounded by nature, which is very serene. I love walking. And some evenings we might take a drive down to, there's lots of beaches where I live. Just pick one, you know, just to hear the waves flapping. And I'm blessed. I send my food every evening to my sponsor and I do a step 10 and a gratitude list every day of my life. And I find 10 things in that day, no matter how bad the day is, I will find 10 things that I am blessed to have in my life and I will surrender them to my sponsor. And I find this brings me peace and serenity as well as meetings. I love coming to these meetings because I find so much hope, so much support. I do not think I would have been able to get through these last 18 months without the support of each and every member in this room. I cannot thank you enough from the bottom of my heart, because without your help and support, I would not have achieved the amount of weight that I have lost, let alone maintain it and let alone lose more weight and keep it up each day. I feel like I'm a very, very truly blessed human being. I am extremely grateful to be a member of OA and come to these daily reprieve Footsteps meetings, because I remember on the anniversary of Footsteps last year, the founding members said, you know, that all I want to follow in the footsteps of the founding members of this fellowship. And I would like to be able to give back to other members, especially newcomers, something and give them hope. Because this program does work. If you are painstaking, the word painstaking is very important to me because I do need to be painstaking each day about my recovery. Complacency and procrastination are my worst two enemies. I do not like to become complacent about my recovery. I need to be on top of this at all times. So therefore, I have an action plan in force. Action plan for me, meetings and support and outreach are very important to me. And this is now how I live my life. And with God's grace, I would like to keep on living my life each day, one day at a time like this.